Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We're continuing our discussion today on the concept of social interaction. And the point we're making all week is that social interaction ultimately is the biggest driver of happiness there is. And so when we talk about connecting with people or reconnecting with people, yesterday we touched on acting on that urge. When you get the urge to reach out to somebody, do it. Don't wait because the inspiration will go away and you probably won't do it again. But when that inspiration comes, you want to act on it. And once you get to the point where you know you've exchanged text messages or you've connected on social media, you've even made a phone call, you know the next step is planning something. So whether it's a weekend or a big celebration, you know, the whole concept of interacting on social media or the telephone, they're not a substitute for that personal interaction. If you really and truly want to have that relationship long term and you want it to be as strong as it can be, you should see that person. You should get together from time to time. And so planning a weekend with a group of friends is a great way to do it. Choose a really cool location, arrange some activities around it, and you'll have a great experience. You know, and if you feel like you can spend more than a weekend, then travel, do a vacation with someone. You can even do things like celebrating milestones in your life. So I talked a while back about a high school reunion that I went to. But high school and college reunions are one way to celebrate those milestones, right? You've been out 10, 20, 30 years. Go celebrate that. Get together with the people and relive the experience. You can do it through wedding anniversaries or, you know, renewing your vows. Big birthdays, you know, if you're 40, you're 50, you're 60, those milestone birthdays are a great way to do it. But what you want to do is you want the people around you. You want to celebrate those milestones with those great people that you truly enjoy, especially in those people where you have shared history, because now that gives you that opportunity, as I said, to just relive that part of your life. And that can be fun. You know, there's nothing better for me than, you know, getting together with a bunch of college buddies. You know, we pick a city, we get together, and we just relive the stories and have a great time. You know, but here's the other side of this. You want to do it while you can. So I started planning a surprise 80th birthday party for my mother, and it was a couple months back, and I started compiling a list of people, and I realized that most of her friends were, you know, a lot of them weren't alive anymore. Some of them were in ambulatory. And it was almost, you know, as much of as a celebration as we wanted it to be, it was a little bit sad because, you know, when you get to that stage in life, not everybody's around, not everybody's healthy, and it becomes very difficult. So the point in this is you never know what's going to happen. And I've said it many times, celebrate while you can. You know, no one knows when which day is going to be their last day. And I'm not just talking about you, I'm talking about close friends of yours. So take that opportunity to really see those people, spend time with the important people, and enjoy people that you really like. I mean, that's the message for today. If you know of anybody that can benefit from hearing this message, please send them a link. And they can subscribe. It's joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to conclude our discussion on this concept of how social interaction drives happiness in life. But for today, try to connect with people. You know, we talked about reaching out yesterday. Do more than just reaching out. Start to plan an event. Try to start to plan an occasion. Make a reason or come up with a reason to get together and really bond with some of those friends that you may not have seen for a while.